Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
Welcome back to the Tool World podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
And I'm with Mr. Ju.
Yes, that's right. And we have our Tool World Summit. Registration is now open. So you guys can register in the link below. Anyways, today we're going to be talking a little bit about...
Jungkook.
Oh, you want to go with Jungkook?
What did you want to go over?
I thought we were going to go technology. Over the technology. But it's too late. That was a little precursor, I guess, for the next week episode.
Okay.
So we're going to go over Jungkook.
Jungkook. Well, my question was on Jungkook. I was talking to a student recently.
Oh, can you go over the definition first? Maybe we got like a green belt out there. Not sure.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm asking you.
You brought it up. Go ahead and
I want to know yours, sir.
The definition of Jungkook, named after the patriot An Jungkook,
who assassinated
Hirobumi Itō. I probably said it wrong, but
who was the first Japanese governor.
Of Korea. Right. So he was an assassin. That's basically what it amounts to. So he is considered a hero because, in a way, he kind of liberated Korea from Japan. No, I think it's not quite liberated at the point, right? Mm-hmm. But maybe started a movement. And so he's very famous in Korea.
So what was the student's question?
Well, it wasn't a student's question. It was actually the other topic we're going to talk about some other day. And that is...
Oh, okay.
is it a bad thing to say the definition of Jungkook, that he assassinated somebody, mm-hmm. and you're making him out as a hero? Is that a bad thing or not a bad thing? You know, in our current political climate, it doesn't seem to be that way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you want to avoid all of the controversy in some ways. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you should give credit to where credit's due. If it wasn't for him, Korea may not be in the same position as it is today.
So at what point does it become that he should help someone out? There are some extremes where he's helping someone out means he helped out his whole nation assassinating someone. Or even just on the street, you see someone getting robbed. Do you need to step in?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the student oath, right? Taekwondo, right? We shall build a more peaceful world. Mm-hmm. But you can't really build a more peaceful world unless you're ready to stand up. Mm-hmm. So in a way, yes, Taekwondo people should be the stand up for someone that can't stand up for themselves. Mm-hmm. Or to protect those that are weak, mm-hmm. right? And so at what point should you or should you not engage in such certain situation when you're seeing a crime of some sort, and should you jump in or not? Well, if you're not prepared, then I would say no, do not jump in. Mm-hmm. But when you jump in, you have to be ready to defend yourself, mm-hmm. regardless if it's an argument or it's an actual fight, because arguments can turn into fights really quick. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you're not ready for that, then... yeah.
Right.
So I think that's where, you know, Taekwondo, you do have to be brave. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you are, because you do have a skill set that you can do some certain things. I think you got to do what you feel is right, you know. Mm-hmm. There are definitely going to be some times, I don't know, maybe in our current political situation, I think it'd be really hard for a lot of people to go and help somebody out because of the consequences. You could go help somebody out and all of a sudden something drastic happens and then you could become the bad guy. So mm-hmm. when you look at those kind of situations, you may wonder, was it worth it or not worth it? So getting back to Jungkook, right? Mm-hmm. So the instructor was would not say the definition of Jungkook. And I was just like, well... Oh, okay. Should you or shouldn't you? And I kind of think it's just history. And history should be taught. That that's my opinion. I don't know whether or not you feel, because he assassinated someone.
Was it the assassination or because he was held as a hero because of the assassination?
It's the assassination because he took someone else's life.
Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that?
Yeah.
Well, I think that his act has to be explained. You know, you can't just say An Jung-gun is a hero and liberated Korea. Yeah, you could say that, I guess. Mm-hmm. But what specifically did he do that helped in that?
Right.
Right? And right. So if that was the factor, then you need to explain that, I think.
Right.
So as an instructor, I think we're obligated to teach that. Yet, I know, I think a lot of things get covered up a little bit. I don't know.
All right, well, let us know your thoughts on Jung-gun. And as always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Taekwon.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.